You are watching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19 and the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Harold. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Whether it's traveling south to Kandavu Island to help affected families rebuild their lives, some of whom had nothing but the clothes on their back and a pitched tent for shelter, or visiting frontline personnel who worked tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who worked tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to his word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, he is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that he is that God against all odds.
Greetings, Mbuluvinak, and a warm welcome to each and every one of you live in this program, coming live from the MyTV studio. It's called the God of Our Nation program this wonderful Sunday morning. I invite you all to raise your right hand with me, and we welcome the Holy Spirit. 2, 3. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in Jesus' name. Let us just bow our head for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you this wonderful morning. Thank you for another new day. Thank you for another new session. This opportunity, Father, to proclaim you and the message of liberty and the message of love, that you are real, that you are God, that you are true to your word. We welcome you this wonderful morning, Heavenly Father, and we know that you are with us in the studio of MyTV, and also you are also with them, those who are viewing live this wonderful morning. Thank you so much for your love. Thank you for your kindness, and thank you for everything, Father, that we have experienced up until this morning. Now, we are going to be able to do this. We are going to be able to do this. We are going to be able to do this. We are going to be able to do this. Kim sawa baka nuni tu turanga na kalu ndona ngone binaka ndona ngone mbolo ikina na mbola ka tere de ikina turanga na kalu na mbola ni paka mbauti kim ni bina bole mona kena awa na kena raki na kena mataka fungo kim sa nuni tu ni bana kalu le mailo malangi ni guni na sombuti kim mami na numuni paka dem ka paka tawana ni mami no ke paka lo turanga na kalu na buguni na namaki e na ngone tonge tonge hana bila de kini mbola kim lawa dhuruma kim sa nuni tu bana kalu le mailo malangi ke buru buru talanga ni guni ni luti kim mami ani ena kena raki sena kena tu tuwa kena program ena mata ni sina imsa da morgi beki mini na studio da morgi beki mini turanga bi oli oli bu na ni bos bos na itamba yir na sar sarati umai turanga kalo miki mami na wakila bata na ilumu ni na rondo solen kimi bata nomni lo ma turanga maro kimi bata turanga kalo na nomni ko ko wena mata ka talin sina wo si turanga bi rona nomni lumuti rona dingi ta kiti turanga kalo nduri mi rona baka de otaka ti na lo mami turanga o kimi mi satanya da kimi sakira kimi sa warra ka turanga na itaki taki mbuta ka takata itare de kina na mbula turanga beta kimi virya ki sa singa ni doni wali langa ko kimi ni ndondo nga kim sabaga na mata kina ena mataga ni sine ongona ni mami masu damo na boga nuinui damo na boga bauti kimuni boga rogoro tegene damo ni yena damo ni chisu nei boga bula boga bula wiki da boga boga ndu ena mataga ni sine turanga ni nai ne kabitu tu ni sine ni bula ko chine ma mbandu sa tu ngana mbaki ena lomo ni kena bula ko chune na mbaki ronondo lu rosa bulu wiki muni na tamana tina dro ko nona lewa na matinitu etolo esana tiniga ba ni siamo tu mena mataga binango Singula the Vikim Nitalangana Lai, Sa Bogambulu, Sa Vikita Bogitiani, another man, another Tale in one Turanga or Chisu Christo. And a Martin Tuiba Levu, Turana President in Nomibu Valle, Honorable Prime Minister, Gena Nomibu Valle, and Leni Cabinet Ministers, Kemni Tudoko, Nalin Palimendi, Tony Visangatalanga, Nisingula Matanikua Nomibu Valle, Kemina Valle Slesi, Tambani being gravity Martin Tuk and a campaign in doing so, in Bulabina Mai, Matabina Mai, and Dona Matani Singi Turanga and I. kim sa kinda baka chuno numuni mbula ena da mana na da nganga ni ngoni turango chisu na tambani wera ni lotu yi chisu kristo na bi pentiko ke na tambani lebu nga si lebu buku buku ni ka si lebu buni bola buku buku ni buni bola lebu ke muni na bi tal tal nga si ni bi osi wasa ni tal tala na ipoka tawa ni bi koro koro ke na ke na bi bola te so au sa kinda baka chuno numuni mbula dona singa na enda baka ndi tala tuki na singa ni nganga sing tu de kitale isambul nonda ipoka mbula sa ronda mbula tala nga wa te yitu na system na ke na kadi bi chuno itu tuku bi na ngoni turango chisu vinabogalebu ni sengeni ngude vinabogalebu na dhole buo kene dunge ni tabi sa kinda baka chikino mwini mbula na yadha mana yadha tale ina yadha nganga ni ngone turana o Jesus Christo mataka ni sengeni nai we kimi nina leo ni songo songolotu na New Methodist Christian Fellowship viti baka tale kina beise vurubura unolebu kwa Amerika unolebu kwa Europe Scotlandi Welesi Chamani Englandi unolebu kwa Asia baka tale kino Australia kwa New Zealand kwa Nova Pacifica kemu domena sabara kemu domena buliku na wasa fisioloma kemu domena bienianu maina toka lautalani nuna tabonua usa kinda baka talani muni mbula na mataka talen sinda ina yada mana na yada ni ngone turango chisu kristo wambote ni ngone lotu lotu chiku baku bale me baka na kene tubo tubo na ipaka roo lebu ni mati ntuko biti na nana magati umai na pendi pata kene pepa baka rautal tunga na kani ngunu waini ndo na mataka bo ni nda na maka nga na kaluwe na baka rautaka na nama kata umai na vika na vipa mbulo ngotiki na kolo malangi na matangani kuwa ya vosibi na vosa mbulo ni kalau rato pake tebi tikina nga silebu kira ndini nga silebu na mataka tale ni singa for you the non-NCFs non-members of the New Methodist Christian Fellowship we also extend our warm greetings and welcome to each and every one of you and we know for the past few weeks and past few months you have been enjoying following the programs, all of the programs, not only on the Sunday God of Our Nation program, every day, the 5 days, five programs per day, and week in, week out, we say, Bulobinaka, thank you so much for believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you know that the Lord will also richly bless you wherever you are viewing this live program, or maybe later on, during the day or during the week, and we pray that the good Lord will continue to richly bless you in whatever you choose to do, and thank you for choosing Jesus at this wonderful morning. We can't deny any song solo, and if the Mandana can have an immigrant in a Turana, and a book in Vicas and Okibaki, men have already taken the kin and in the Toshachin, Navarango, ni song of the Vicanda, and a Matanico Kermatai, Napa Vinale, Vinavale, Vinagravitavi, Vinavale, Vinalondina, Taltalangase, Kotusum Sar, and a very zone, Vio Sipsanta, Vivo Valandua, Nicolevana Tuna, song solo to Nuese Babui, Savavi Vinati Valevani, Tavin Dunduik and Nivingravikina, Koikilai, Kosinikalai, Kolorai, Kosinurai. Na baka mbota pata tiku ni kalongo na kalondo viso somi, vinabu alibu na alondina, vinabu alibu na mbula ni lomana na kalu. Nangona ndende wango, gendo luriki na tamata ndina, tamata lomana na kalu. Na buna yuko tiku ikina, kito sindona ilabo, sindona kamenda viso mikina, kito baka mbota ni ungusiku ni bilutaki, ungusiku ni bolibolibolibu, ni kalondo viso somi na kalu wenda ngaraba. Beti ko sinda kapa chukuna lotu, yuko da kapa chukuna itoki ni lotu, okwa na viso tabiki na mbula, na mataka ni sinda. Kena karua, na nonda lotu, nenda na lotu chingapa kubali, me baka tomani chumai, nda baka ronga lewa chuko na itubutubu ni baka rolebu ni matin tuko viti, wambote niko ni nana magituki na mataka ni kuwa, lotu chingapa kubali, na mataka ni kuwa, me baka ana kiana, nda mure itumai. Ni utukuna chuko na lotu wabali, sinikani mbali vi kenda na itala talangase, kenda na ililu ni biwa sipisanta, minda saa wele, minda saa tunga, nda tunga, saa mbasi kutuna lukuyara, mbasi kutuna mbule ni wele. Donaka vya batuna na mataka ni kuwa, vi kenda na itala talangase. Ena vuku ni kanda la kudhuru mchumu mekaku ndangangaro ni na vuku ni mbula ni pakawelele kena mbula ni lokuyara kena mbula nda senga ni anadabaki kambimbi na mbula ni anadabaki na numa na teborotala nga ya dhaka batali chingano ni tabi okenda ninda rungi chuka nanduwa na ruku ni pakatule walevu sana nda itabi nda dhuruma yani na kena vipo ilu tulalai nda dhuruma yani vipo sipsianta kela itu baka ena vali polopola na kela itu na kena itu utuba durumai na vei cell group na vei worship center o waka sukumu ni mwene tukutuku continue to feedback to the headquarters wekenda na regional coordinators wekenda italo talangase na vei division chikuna western division chikuna eastern chikuna central chikuna lakina o kemudo umena northern sangai chikuna vei region o serua o nambua o suba na sinu na kasi o northern na usuri na kunikabia ni senga na nomundo koms ni vei tango wapatirato rauna vilu taki Rona tigo ni vole 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 u rota mata tinga ro sini roni tu enan dona bunua en dona ngauna me lebu na bunua rota kina betini rota mata tinga sanon deita bi kenda na linga ni bingrabi tal talangasi radin tal talangasi regional coordinators men da ba kumuni tugu tugu da ba kotele sumai na coms reporta kali stali sumai na coms na kaya do chiku pamibini daga chikuna masune bimbongi ena tomani tali chikuna madongo ekede bigi chike dotali chinga na chikini kede kede baki na na matango na masune bia kabi na masune bimbongi na 626 vigil prayer wakatala kina there are some other happenings that are going around and about in your zone preaching point and the worship center. Please, as a true loyal servant of God, you are abide by the mandate that you need to continue to provide the feedback, update your headquarters, update your leaders. Senator Lindo na biluta ke ndua nga ekadipi na lomani songo songo rutu. Ene senator langa ni ndua na ngoni salamenda na viva tona kitalikina na lomani mbuyanga ni kalu mbeti kuna kilavina na dili. Sini kai kabu. Wabu oke baka yunga isolimbula na noa mwese nga iti toso mwumai. Ni sambala mwini laolako laolako sambasi kana mwade kita yunga mbuli niwele. Enda na baki mai. Rizal kwa naiti sitang talangase na kake de adha chukuna lomani osip sianta. Siko bayani eso ambete ni sama ya dongo na COVID-19 na limitation na itiko 15 mero ni tika bukina na yuliwili chinga lima mete bukin tono osip sianta. Rota tiga na nomusale tiga bu vindaya ni melei rota le na bu bale meti bu talikina maintain that continue blatini na tiga bu talongo na lotu na nda pa kumuni lele bu sa itiga tiga bu talikina ni nda talavia ni kina dota lele bolo isi kani dona kaya vaka tuwa dalka na kalo ibaka taraki tu mia dona kango na ndo rota vinga yandra vaka sikoba update mai vole bolo volu blata mekakua ni nda ro vida la tigo mekakua ndi na roni daga chuku na ka ya ni isi kani feedback tiga tu mai ene isi kani kilei. Ya mikili wada mini sini wa ndia watiki mai. Awsa kila kira sana idhi chisu. Waka ndia watiki mai. Waka mimi mekentu ya nadaba kina regional coordinators. Na itala talangase. Waka kina redini itala talangase. Metu vilo maintarabata. Na itukutungwa kina wakumuni mai. Waka ulusu bai ena mataka. Ni singi ndai. Kena karua. Na nonda. Ni sana tika vungo na vuli. Ni katolusa vuli singa ni vulu kuchune. Sana. Kena lago lago tala chinga. Ni sana. Ndola talaki na nalotu. Waka lelew. Mepaka ndando dhaka bachiku. Au kira na idhi chisu sa ndodo numo sa ati kubu ndata teke tala maina numo stokini poka ndrebi naka tala mbeleti ena bukune ena baki na lutu kaku ninga inda vipangara itali chiku ni sa lalo kaya lango kango yali kongo sa sini madala sa nabaka ibe nonda itabi mbeta na sini rauna la idha kabini viki anda ukenda na nonda viruta kena matra njiko nonda itabi enda ntingi taki na vipangambo di sa koto kina inda ngusun rau lingan rau yavan rau matan rau ena vuno dhaba sa mbichi kenda kina naklu sindo na kaya dhaka tubo dhalka ke mani sekani ndu eredi kenda ru se te pass on the back at least we are loyal to God because he sees into the unseen na kaya mende rudi natamai mbeta ena longo lako vina kina ilawo lako revio kani ena mataka nisi nilai na lolo tumani tali chuna lolo na madhongo na 48 hours liquid fasting na vugululu kina bora mbuka mena ngaravi mena maroi ka bora usivi menda na yanda pakata langaini na tikinea na prayer vigil na vimbongi na maina moniti koto chukaini meadhabu na singa bora mbuka buruwai lago tunga tomani tunga vata kene kene garuwa nonda yanda na baki nisama yi lift ingo nisama yi vangalala takina tolu kuratua positive chiko saa negative na COVID-19 sini kene mbalambale amo saa senga ni seo saa vana nduku ya nabuni mati taleso na dengi na typhoid na lepto kura lago tungo manu tegu mate vita kavita langa para rawa nanganga roni ndanda ndabaki ndabi watuna kai ndabi tatuna kai nambula sabasaba nambula chikumbula mbula betongo na kai terede kina nambula mbula tala para roni sambula mbula mari baka yango ena mataka ni sikindai dotale na vibona ni minga na nonda weekly program na sigamonichi 6 pm leaders training lotu level while waiting for lunch 12 o'clock midday Sunday am and pm service RF1 FB my TV daily on my TV 5 times a day watakena kamba sinikuwa watakena katalumana na lima na kaloko ena vei mataka. Uvangambote ni vida na kaya na viva kanonu miki na olotambu ndona ngone binaka ndana na magitiko ena mataka tale nchinae. Stay safe, practice proper hygiene and God bless you all in Jesus' name. Mwono sinitoro mbalabu na ngona nusiratsara chiko na ngona 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 mbulu taki ena vune maitomani tu weekend na God of Our Nation program.
Na wale utanga sosea utortiko na ngona bina ngona mo vikinda bakitale na edha tale na edha nimbula na edha ninganga. For us non-itoke speakers, it's wonderful as we are here again on this platform at My Television to greet you in the mighty name of our Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ. Again, we will continue with against all odds. Against all odds. That nothing is impossible with God.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says in Luke chapter 1 verse 37, the angel of the Lord said to Mary, what is impossible with man is possible with God.
Amen.
And it's a blessing, it's a privilege to be here again on this platform here to serve the people of Fiji, not only those that belong to New Methodist Christian Fellowship, but I believe to everyone that you have the privilege to watch on the television, My TV, the Channel 4, and also on Facebook page on my television page. And it's an honor, it's a privilege to be here and to share with you, encourage you, enlighten you that nothing is impossible with God.
Amen.
Whatever you face through in this life, because man does not live on bread alone. Jesus said, man does not live on bread alone, but every word that proceedeth from God's mouth.
Amen.
So it is a big challenge to us today that we must focus on God, focus on His word, because the life that we are searching for is in the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we'll be discussing, sharing again from this platform from this morning, the program called God of Our Nation. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. What Pastor Levi said, we are so blessed to be back here on another Sunday morning, and I believe that most of you that are listening in this morning have been following those a few Sundays that we have gone through, and today maybe it has improved a little bit from what you were, and you have found some direction in whatever that you needed to do. And I've been reading updates on some of the families and some of those who have lost their work on how they've gotten to do new things that they've never done before. And it's a lot of adjustment in our lives, a lot of adjustment, like what we've been sharing. No one will be the same. Everybody has sort of like changed, and I believe the change is for the better. And this is our new normal, praise the Lord, which means this is the way that we are going to be living. This is the way that we are going to be conducting our lives. And this is the way that is going to be a totally new atmosphere, new thinking, a new way of living for not only for you, but also for your children. And the announcement has been made by Talanga Seosea, mentioned that school will be starting very soon, according to the announcement made by the government and the Ministry of Education. So which means normalcy is coming, but a very slow pace, and it's coming back. And the children are expected to go back to school, but most of the families have lost quite a fair bit, like lost their jobs. Things are not normal at home. The life are expected to be normal, but the families are not normal. And we believe through the power of the Word of God, we believe that through trusting in the Word of God, that it can guide you and direct you to somehow a better way of handling the things that you're going through. Well, because we are here to encourage you and also to motivate you to another level of worshiping Him. I'm talking to us that we serve God. You tuning in from wherever you are globally. Those who believe in God, have already known God, have prayed to God, or born into a family that knows God. And one way or the other, you know, up until today, maybe you've moved away from God. Or maybe some of you don't believe in God at all. So some of you ignore the fact that there is a God. Or some just don't want to talk about it, that there is a God. But today we want to encourage you. Because regardless of what you go through, and regardless of the platform that you are at, we would like to say today, we believe that there is a God. And for those of you that are tuning in today who believe that there is a God, this is a moment for you to step up in your worshiping God in whatever denomination that you're in. You need to serve Him well and serve Him better. Because according to the truth of the word, before we go on to share, you know, the nitty-gritty of things that you needed to do, the adjustment that you needed to do, maybe for your budget for the house, or the things that you have to manage, that you used to manage in a different way before, that you need to manage well now. There are a lot of changes that is going to bring. But I want to encourage you to the Word. We've always said that there is power in the Word. A lot of denominations, or a lot of ministry are tuning in today, or maybe get to hear about it later, or when you hear them, everybody uses the Word. Because the Word is the same for all Christians. Because we all go back to the Bible, and all of us go back to the Word. In the different elements. Like what I said, for Pentecostal church like us, we use some musical instruments, we have items, we worship Him in a different way. So the ways that we worship Him differ. Some are quiet. I grew up in the Methodist church. My father is a Vakatawa Nilotu, so I know the worship. So regardless of the worship that you are in, our common factor is the Word. And the Word of God is there for everybody and to anybody that believes. And I want to take us back to the Word, because not only when you know the Word, you will be directed by the power of the Word through His Holy Spirit to ordain you and guide you in your thoughts. So there is power in the Word.
Yeah.
Because according to the Word, it's like what I said, I always teach my grandchildren and my children, I always tell them, you know, there are a lot of books, millions and millions of books on the face of the earth. But there is this particular book that is totally different from all other books. And I always tell them, this book is alive. Like the wordings, it's alive. All the things written in the Bible, it's alive. I believe that because when I grew up, I grew up believing that there is power in the word. Even though I was going to Methodist church, my father teaches Bible study at home. He guided through, and we have to say, memorize the whole chapter of Psalms and stand in front of my father to say that. And we believe, I started believing in the power of the word even when I was in primary school. So it became my life. Even when I was in the Methodist church then, I believe in the power of the word. Like what I said, because there is power in the word. And most of us, we neglect the word. You bring in your thoughts or your emotions on how you come and serve God. No, I will take you back to the word. Because according to the word, in John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning there was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So the very word that is written here, that is God. That's why this word is totally different. It's alive. I was telling my children and my grandchildren, this book is totally different from all other books because this book contains living words. The words that is contained in this Bible, they are alive because the word of God is alive because every word is God. And according to Jeremiah 1:12, he says, I will watch over my words until it come to pass. So not only that word is spoken to us or spoken to you as a believer or spoken to you as a person who read the word of God, he says, I will watch over my words until it come to pass, which means he watches over every word. So when you memorize the word, like what I said, we are going through all this trial time. I don't want us to only look for quick fixes, look for quick solution on how to fix you now or fix your problem now. I need you to find something that is fundamentally strong for you to take that as a foundation. And the only foundation is the word of God. And you need to take that word of God to be there, regardless of what you go through. Maybe times will be changing differently in a different way, getting better, but don't go away from the word because there is power in the word.
Because the word of God, we must remember that the word of God created the universe.
Yeah. He spoke and everything came to be.
Whatever you rely on, we must remember that the originator is the word.
Yeah.
And that's why the Bible says, flowers wither, plants die, but the word of the Lord remains forever.
Amen.
And when Jesus said to the devil, man does not live on bread alone. Man lives on every word that proceedeth from God's mouth.
God, yeah.
So when Jeremiah wrote, according to the word of God, I will watch over my word. That means every word that is spoken, God will watch over that until the word comes to pass.
Yeah.
So that's why we need to rely on the word, because the word will come to pass.
Yes.
It will never lie.
No.
It will never lie. So during this time, if anything to rely on,
it's the word.
Your job can be taken away.
Yeah.
Your life can be taken away. But the word of God, the same voice from Genesis chapter 1, the same voice that spoke to Noah, the same voice that spoke to Abraham, leave your people, leave your nation, leave your father's
house. Amen.
That same voice that's
still talking today.
She's still talking today.
Yeah.
And that's why our life to be steady in this unsteady time, in the chaotic time. If your life to be steady, then we must rest on the word.
Yes.
That's why Jesus said, a wise man is like somebody that built his house upon the rock. Yeah. And the rock is the word.
Yeah.
Jesus is the rock. And that rock became flesh. Yeah. When Jesus was walking, the word is walking. So when the flesh goes back, his word remains.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's why, like that, the conference that we had on the Holy Spirit is very important.
That's why we need the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit come solidify.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit came and solidify the unseen Jesus.
Mm.
Yeah, because the unseen Jesus physically is sitting at the right hand side of God. And he said, it's good for you for me to go. Because when I go, I will send someone. I will ask the Father to send the Comforter. And he will come, this one here, and give the things that we lack.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the Holy Spirit that is with us, with you, that you're tuning in today. The Holy Spirit is with you, closer to you than you ever thought. So you need to completely trust him in the word, the power of his word. Because in Hebrews 4:12, he says, isn't my word, he said that his word is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates between the soul and the spirit, the bone and the marrow. And not only that, it says, it judges the attitude of your heart. So that's how sharp, powerful, alive is the word that is there in your Bible. When you hold your Bible around, that's full-packed of powerful word. Don't ever underestimate
the word that is alive.
that is alive.
And a word that is sharp.
Yes. Yeah. Because the word that you memorize, like at home, we have devotion every evening. And my grandchildren, everybody at home, beginning from Kaselebo, we say Bible verse each. And I always tell them, that Bible verse, don't just say it for the sake of saying it because we have devotion. Say it and believe in it. Because every word you memorize and you say in your times of trouble, in everything that you're going through, you bring back that word into your mind. You speak those words because it's no longer him there standing with you. It's his word there with you.
Hallelujah.
So when you speak over the word, over your situation, you know, it's powerful because it's his word. And according to Jeremiah 23:29, he says, isn't my word like fire? Like a hammer that breaks the rock into pieces. That's how powerful. The word of God, it's power. It's full of power. It's, you know, I don't know how to describe it, but
that's why
that's the only thing I believe it works.
That's why anything. We are not worried about the pandemic. We are not worried about what the world is worried about.
Because
we are founded
by the word.
By the word of God. See, we are founded by the word of God.
Amen.
And it's alive. And the word of God can put the food on the table.
Yes.
The word of God can call things that they are.
Yeah.
Like when we see they are not. That's why when we walk on the word, we are trusting in God.
Yes.
Totally trusting in God. Not only believing or having faith in God, we are trusting in God.
Completely.
Completely. Yeah. That's why when we don't work, no, life is normal.
Yes.
When we don't receive money or salary, life is normal.
Yeah.
Because the word. See, that's why Peter said, Lord, now we have left everything. I mean, they live on fishing.
Amen.
We left everything and come and follow you. Is anything there for us? And Jesus said, blessed is the one that leave father, mother, your family, your nation, and come and follow
Amen.
Me. Because hundredfold in this life. What is that hundredfold? Hundredfold means that God, according to his word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's why the people that are facing problem at this time that you are watching us today, we are not here. We are not blessed because of our position in the church. We are not blessed because we are talatala or we are leading a ministry. No, we are blessed because we are trusting in the word of God. We are walking according to the word of God. I was sharing in the power of the word this morning that when you prepare yourself to hunger spiritually, God will prepare physically.
Hallelujah.
While people are following Jesus 3 days, 3 nights, 4 days, 4 nights. And Jesus said, we must prepare something for them to eat. While they were hunger for Jesus' presence, for his word, for the fellowship, Jesus was preparing 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish to meet the 5,000 people.
Amen.
So whatever you're facing today, whatever you're going through now, don't worry about being told to go home or reduce salary, or some of us are even terminated. You have the word of God. You just need to believe in the word of God, because the word of God can complete the incomplete.
Yes, you need to stand still. According to Psalms 46:10, it says,
Be still
and know that I am God.
I am God.
Because he is still God. And you need to be stand still. There's a lot of things that is in front of you that you cannot handle. You know, your bills and everything. This is the time for you to review your life.
Hallelujah.
Review. Like you relook at what you used to do, the money that you used to get, your expenses maybe in groceries, your expenses, your wants and your need. Some things you need, like you need to pay for your shelter, pay for your water, pay for your electricity.
Yes.
Some things you need to pay and buy your food. Those are the needs, the basic needs that you need. But some are wants, like you go clubbing or you buy your clothes or you
visit,
do your hair.
Visit friends.
Visit friends or hang out or, you know, other things, going movies, which is like, it stopped now.
It's not a need,
but
it's a want.
It's a want. So you have your want and you have your need. This is the time for you to, you know, sit and relook at all these things. Write them down. I used to be getting this kind of money and this is what I used to do in my life. So that's the first thing that you should do, because you're standing still before God. You're not standing still because you want to stand still. No, you need to come before the Lord and say, Lord, I'm sitting before you and I'm going to be writing down. Even though you'll say, oh, my God knows everything. He knew exactly what I was doing. He knew exactly what I'm going through. Yeah, he knows exactly. But you need to take that personally.
Hallelujah.
And take that step with him. Sit before your God. I'm talking to you, Christian, that you already have a relationship with him. You're already praying. You're already fasting. You already have a connection with him. You're attending a church. You belong to a denomination. But for those of you who do not, like, you know, you, like what I said from the beginning, you don't really consider the things of God.
important.
Like, yeah, some of you like just don't want to hear the things of God. It's like, I don't believe in this kind of thing. But maybe when you're going through the struggles of life now, you look around in the physical sense, nothing ever seems to work for you. Maybe if you have the time, or when you have this moment when God is knocking on your heart,
knocking
at your door, or allowing things to happen around you, indirectly speaking, he's trying to get your attention to tell you, hello, know that I am God. Hello, know that I exist. So he will allow situations in your life for you to acknowledge and admit there is a God. There is a God. My son was showing me a Facebook clip. He said, Mom, just look at this. This is the flea market that God burnt here in silver. And he showed me this clip on how the Bible Society stall that is within this flea market that God burnt down with Bibles and everything inside. Everything was destroyed around it, even the stall right next. All around it, everything was destroyed. But for this Bible Society bookstore, stayed there with nothing touched, not even touched, no burnt, no nothing inside. And then, you know, you question, how did that happen? If the whole place was destroyed, how did that happen? I believe because the Word of God was there. All the Word of God was there. Amen. And that's how powerful the Word of God is. I was explaining to my grandchildren last night, I need you to understand and know that there is power in the Word of God. Imagine him to be this God who created the whole universe. And after he created all those things, planet including earth that we live in, all there in his hand. And he's watching over it. And I was sharing with them last night, I need you to believe and to trust him and know him that he is God. He's not a meek person sitting at the corner waiting for your time of trouble. And then he said, okay, he's not a standby person. He's not a standby God. Or for you to run to him when you're sick or run to him when you lack. No. He is the God of the universe that is alive and active, greater than anything that you can ever imagine. And I was sharing with him, with my grandchildren last night, I need you people to picture him for who he is. If he holds the whole universe, the planets and everything in his hand, that's how great and huge he is. And according to the Word of God in Revelation, he says that even his eyes is like the noonday sun. That you need to believe in this God. You need to imagine how great and how big it is. And then, only then your problem that you're facing right now, it's very small.
That's why,
very small.
That's why the Bible says, David was telling his son, my son Solomon, you must know the God of your
Hallelujah.
Father. Most of us, we are serving God, we don't know God. When you know God, you will not worry.
Amen.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If this God changed water into wine and
Hallelujah.
Called the people from their deathbed and canceled a funeral service and called somebody from the tomb, this God make the
Hallelujah.
Blind can see. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking
Amen.
About from this platform. And that's why you need to know this God. That's why the Bible is written. Every scriptures are inspired by the Holy Spirit, by God. It's good for teaching, rebuking errors and correcting faults.
Hallelujah.
And nurturing people for good living.
Amen.
Our good living depends on the Word of God. Not only going to church, not only be a member of a church, our character change, our lifestyle change, our relationship as husband and wife will change. Why? Because of the Word of God. You know, the most wisest man ever lived is Solomon. And yet God said to Solomon, you must know the
Hallelujah.
God of your father.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because when you know the God of your father, who killed a lion with his bare hand, who killed a bear with his bare hand, and killed a giant.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The giant that had been attacking Israel for 40 days and 40 nights. And this young man came. Why? Because he knows his God.
Hallelujah.
And we need to know this God, my friend. And that's why we need to go to the Word. Because you only know God through his Word. God's character download to us through the Word. And that's why the Word is very important. The Bible says, my Word is alive. My Word is powerful.
Amen.
My Word is very sharp. Three character of the Word of God. We believe, as we share from here, or from your Taltala, in your church,
yes.
The Word of God is the most powerful thing. Not the church, not the church name, is the Word. When you live by the Word, hallelujah. That's why when the devil tricked Jesus, or trying to tempt Jesus, he said, if you are Son of God, you tell this stone to change into bread. And Jesus knew that. And he said, man does not live on bread alone.
Amen.
But every word that proceedeth
from the
mouth of God. So when we're sharing the Word of God,
yes.
It's the Word of God from the throne of God. We are just here as a hosepipe, delivering the Word of God from the throne to you. Hallelujah.
Yeah, you need to start believing in him.
Yes.
Like what I said, I was referring to how you were sitting down now and really look at the way that you have been living your life. Your expenses was different. Your preference was different. Your choices was different. The kind of lifestyle that you have lived before. And this is the real thing. Don't continue to take the life that you have lived and then you look around for things to meet that. No, this is the time to sit and you relook. Relook at everything that you used
to do
before.
Stand at the crossroad.
Yeah. On Jeremiah 6:16, he says, the Lord declares, stand at the crossroad and look. So this is the time to relook at your list, the list that I mentioned for you to, you know, redo. You know, you'll say, oh, those are the normal things for me. I've been living for nearly 20 years doing the same thing. You know, I have it at the back of my fingers. So I really need you to sit down. Because when you sit down before God, then he will know that you're really serious with your life. You're really serious with what you want to discuss with him. So you sit before him. You write down all those lists. You stand at the crossroads. And then the Lord said, you ask for the ancient paths. And not only that, he said, you ask where the good way is and you walk in it. Which means through the power of his Holy Spirit, he will direct you and he will guide you. There's some things that you have written that you need to change now. Are the ones that you need to discard. Like what I said in the few Sundays before. If you have been paying for house girl, maybe this is the time you do the work yourself. If you have been, buying things that is different in another shop, maybe this is a moment for you to review the shops that you go to, a very economical way of living. So you review all those things, and through the Holy Spirit, he will direct you.
He will guide you.
It's amazing how he does it. I shared a bit when we started this program early on. I think it was May. Like for me, or for my family, when I grew up, when I met him, and we were still courting, and we had our young family then, my life was always like that. At home, we had a shop at home in Ndele Tumuka, we call it then. That was, now it's YV Stage 4. And we have our farm. And in our farm, we've got a shop. I believe we were average. We had a pig farm. We have animals. We have farm. And we were one of the only Fijians then to have a shop. And we had a shop. With that life and everything, my father... we had a shop, like you can open it and you used to have those bottle of rubber milk before in the crate. We're not even allowed to use all those things. So he will take out a bottle and he'll say, this will last you for 2 days. And he will write on it. Those are the basic teaching that I was brought up with. We walk to school. We have money there in the till. I see my father handling the money there in the shop. We had a shop. We walked to school. We were going to Lotoka Fijian School then. I don't know what it's called now. There's a school in Lotoka next to the hospital. And we walked to school. And we were given only 3 cents for spending. There's five of us, and I'm the youngest. So we walked to school, and we walked back. And in the week, only 2 days, we go in the bus. But we never complained. I mean, that was normal then, growing up. And for our uniform, when we come home, it's not given to the laundry, you know, like to be washed or for my mother to wash it. No, we'll come and my father will tell us, hang your clothes inside out. Put it in the hanger and we put it in the sun, in the clothesline. So we wear our uniform 2 times before we wash our uniform and we wash it ourselves. 4 o'clock in the morning, we wake up. Girls and boys, there's 2 girls and 3 boys. We go to the farm. We all have our allocated plots in the farm. I do my own farming. My father takes us with all our farming. So on Friday afternoon and Saturday, he builds little shed on our uto tree on the roadside. So we sit there and we sell our produce from our farm. And that produce go to our account. With that kind of upbringing that I was brought up in, when I met my husband, he had a lot of money. But we trusted in the Lord. Because of the basic way of being brought up, at that time we had salala fish. In our days, in the 1980s, salala fish, you can buy a bundle for $2, buy a bundle for $3, and we have this thin fish, the pilchard, the small one. I'm sharing this because it may sound stupid, you know. I used to share it in church. Maybe they used to laugh it on and say, oh, okay, you know, that was then. But maybe this is a time to revisit that kind of living, you know, like you economically manage what God has trusted you to do. So for us, because it's only two of us, one salala fish, one day, the pilchard, a potato he used to cook. So even the potato, when we buy about 2 kg, we'll allocate what fits, how many potatoes fits a pot or a dish, and then I label it in the plastic, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So we live like that. When we started our family and the children were growing up, that's basically what I taught them to do. So we live like that. When the days we came in and money was good, money was coming in, we both get a good job. I mean,
did not change.
We were both working for the airline. We fly out. We were exposed, like what I said, from the life that we came through. And I believe that you can identify with me right now. Some of you never had anything. And then all of a sudden you get accepted into this job, start flying into
good
other
money,
countries, or going into this, you know, go for meetings or go for whatever business you're in, or go to Bono Levo, go to Nandi if you live in Silver. There are other exposures that the work brings to you, and how the money, you know, arrives into your hand that never used to be there before. But for us, I made sure for my children, whatever money that we were getting, whatever life that we have been exposed to, I never changed the way we live. So the milk still remained labeled. Even in Lovalo, when I resigned, when I took the voluntary separation back in early 2012, we came in, the milk is still labeled. Sometimes my children will be coming and said, are we still labeling milk? Are we still labeling milk? And because it was my lifestyle. Like what I said, some of you, I will have your needs in a different way and your wants. And some of you will think that your wants are becoming your need. No, this is the time. And the Holy Spirit will guide you and lead you to go through your list and, you know, separate the two. So when you have that, that's kingdom economics. Because you don't have anything, no money is coming in the world, you'll be so worried. Okay, when will, you know, how will I pay my pay? Or how will I pay my rent? How will I pay the bills? How will I buy food for my children? You'll be worrying so much in this end. But in the kingdom economics, if you're a believer like me, like us, like anybody who's watching in today, if you believe in the power of the word of God, like what he said, believe in the power of the word of God, regardless of the money coming in, when there is nothing, you are at peace. Why? Because you no longer handle your finances. The Holy Spirit handles your finances.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit becomes your financial controller. Some of the companies, they call them financial controller. Some of the companies, they call them general manager finance. Some of the companies, they call them whatever position, because they handle and they manage the finances for that particular company. Or some go right up to the company secretary, that they come and tell the CEO, or they come and describe whatever analysis that is there for the accounting. But I believe, and I want to recommend to you today, if you haven't heard it, you know, you don't believe it, I want you to believe it tonight. I want you to take something to you to say, the Holy Spirit is a financial control. Not only that, he will guide you. He will tell you, okay, I'll take this meal to that that family. You know, you can go and visit that family. Buy this thing. Whatever he tells you, you do it. Because exactly as he's telling you to do, he's telling the same thing that you need to somebody else to bring to you. So that's how he works. For us, when I came in on the beginning of 2012, at least before he came out on the 2005, that's when he left his job in 2005, is it? 2005. And we were relying on my pay. And my pay packet then was very minimum, like what I shared before. I was taking home in a fortnight about $32 left for us to live with. I pay the bills and everything. Because he had left, I have to deduct my pay to pay for the house, pay for the four-wheel drive that we had. One of our daughters is still schooling in New Zealand. Two of my children at the private school, a Christian school in Nandi. Expenses was very high. And then we have our mission boys that live in the church property that we eat together from the same pot that I cook my children. So we were living with the $32. And like what I said, some of you, I don't see the struggle for the people that are actually selling at the market, or maybe those that live in before, on how you look at them and say, oh, they live in poverty-stricken areas, or people that basically have nothing. But you see, these are the people that are surviving right now, because they're so used to nothing. They're so used to having nothing. And when this thing happened, they're still living normal. Normal, like everything is normal. I could say the same for us. Because when we stepped out
in faith,
like in 2012, like what I said, when I came in to help him with the ministry, and only then 2016, we take my TV on to come and help to run my TV with no pay or volunteer. With all that is happening, we were doing all this work, but our life, we don't have anything coming in. He gets a tithe of tithe that comes in from 10% of whatever happens when we have a bigger Mission Sunday or a church service. And with that coming in, the little that we have, we live by faith. So this is our normal, whatever that we are going through now. And so I don't want you to take it too hard on yourself to say, you know, what's happening? Man, I'm going to die. No, you're not going to die. You will never die.
The word of God.
You need to, you know, be strong. Take ownership. Don't give up. Be strong and believe that there is somebody greater than you that can provide for your need. You know, it's amazing when you trust him and believe him. Like what I said, you need to allow him to control your finances. You need to allow him to direct and guide you. You need to allow him. And not only he will come and take over you, you need to give him that condition for him to come and dwell in you.
For so, the controller of this world,
financially,
they have a budget.
Yeah.
They work within the budget. But also the Holy Spirit will control your life. But he is the one that gives the budget.
Yes.
And his budget is unlimited.
Yes.
But his budget releases to us on the condition that we are living.
Yeah.
If we live a wise life, say for example, I always see you big fish or chicken, you send it again to be chopped into four, for divided in our dinner, in our meals. And some of us, when we have a big fish, or we just cook the big fish, not slice it down and take it down to meal. And these are the wise decision that the Holy Spirit continue to give the budget.
Yeah.
The unlimited, even though it's unlimited budget, but that unlimited budget come to us because of the wise decision or living in wisdom.
Yeah.
And that continuous overflow during this time, there will be no dryness. There will be always food on the table, always food in the cupboard, always food in the fridge because of our wise decision. And when the Holy Spirit or the financial controller said, okay, you look after that family. That family is struggling.
Yeah.
Or that family needs something. And because we are only custodian, hallelujah, that's the right word. We are only custodian of the budget that leads to us.
Yeah.
We are no longer controlling our budget. We listen to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And that's where the blessings start to come. And not because for us to enjoy what is coming. No, we become a hand, a vessel.
Yeah. And that's how you call the end time financial.
Yeah.
So you become the middle person.
Yes.
You become the middle person of God, which means when he looks and he sees that there are other people surrounding you that needs help, I mean, he's not a God that will fall from heaven and say, okay, I'm going to give you food. No,
yes,
he doesn't do
no.
that. He needs a vessel. And the vessel is you who is tuning in today and us. We are the vessels. As long as you believe in God and you trust in God, you become a vessel of God. But one of the conditions that you need to think of others and not yourself. So the selfishness, the self-centeredness, you cannot be thinking of yourself. Because, I mean, naturally, when you receive something, I can do that. Oh, can you give me some money? Like, it's natural for you to grab it for yourself. And that's natural for any human being.
About a few weeks ago, you were sharing about when we decide to cut down on our the word in the Bull FM. We were deciding because of the money that we have. Normally, we are the one that paying, not the church at that time. And then we decided to cut down on the word.
On the expenses.
The expenses.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then a couple, not member of a church, that they decide, the Holy Spirit spoke to them to bring their tithes to us.
Yes.
And they are not member.
And that's the thing that you need to believe. You will ask, how can he work? Does he work that way? You know, with that disbelief that it might not work or it doesn't work at all. I shared with my TV staff, we were having our meeting, and I was guiding them to completely trust in the Holy Spirit. And I was sharing them a story way back. I think there was 2015?
Yeah.
No, earlier than that. I think it was earlier. We used to come from Nandi and stay in the Tropic Towers apartment. That apartment can feed my whole family. So we used to come there for the weekend, come and do the church here in Silver. And every Sunday, we had it for about 2 or 3 months that we say, anybody, he used to preach at the FBC, the Radio Fiji, and invite anyone who wants to be baptized to come to the Tropic Towers. Because we asked the management for their swimming pool, and they were doing baptizing there. So one of that particular Sunday, I think he came back from evangelism for that particular week as well. And after the church service, he came up to the room, and he said, oh, I'm very tired. And then I said, oh, can we talk about our finances? Because at that time, I was the only one working, and he had already left work. So the only finance that was coming in was mine, to run the ministry, look after the family, look after the mission, and also finance the mission as they were traveling to Tonga, Samoa, and also Vanuatu, when they were doing outreaches then. And the island evangelism that we had, because the church wasn't as big, there were not many people, but we continued to do with the little Hallelujah. Thing that we were getting. So we sat that day at that room at Tropic Towers, and we discussed that money. And I said, look, maybe we can cut the FBC. We
Not
reduce.
Weekly. Yeah.
We don't have it weekly. We can have it once in a month because of the finances. So we decided that and said, okay. And he wanted to rest. Then the phone rang. When I picked up the phone, the receptionist mentioned, oh, there's a couple who wants to come and see you. So I turned to him and I said, would you like to see you? There's a couple who wanted to see us. And he said, no, I'm very tired. I don't want to see anybody. But the Holy Spirit, like what I said, I'll refer you back to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit tugged in my heart and said, no, you must see this couple. So I turned to him and I said, look, I will help you. I'll prop you up in the lounge. Just give them 5 to 10 minutes. And I said, okay, you send them up. So he came, he sat in the lounge, and we were sitting. And this couple came. We've never met them before.
They're not members.
They're not members of New Methodist. I mean, they don't come to our church. So they came in, they said, we won't take much of your time, but we are about to migrate. And I believe you're listening in today. you're logging in today, and you're listening to this recount of what happened then when you were not a member of the church then. This particular couple, over the years, then they joined New Methodist when they had migrated. And they said, we are about to migrate. One was working at the courthouse, a senior court clerk, and one was a lecturer at the University of the South Pacific. And as we spoke, and they said, we go to this particular church. They were mentioned about this. And they said, we listen to the radio, and we always feel encouraged by the word of God shared by Nkasilewe. And they were referring to him. And they said, now that we're preparing our papers, we're all ready to go to migrate. The Lord kept on showing you two's faces to us. So today, when we came for water baptism, we thought of wanting to come and see you. And we won't take much of your time. So he said, this is the tithe, Eva. We just want to bring it, if anything, to help with the church. And they left the envelope. Ngasilewe prayed for them, and they left. And even when they left, I forgot to ask for their name. I didn't get the name, so I just told them, please, before you leave Fiji, let us know. At least we can pray together before you leave. So they left. They left the hotel. After they left, he picked up the envelope and he opened. It was $20,000 cash in a $100 bill. For us, there was an indication that the Lord doesn't want us to cancel
or reduce
our hours with the FBC. So we took that money, clear all our arrears, and continue. Every time that we decide to do something about our airtime with FBC, the Lord continued to interfere because we never have the money, but He is our financial control.
Hallelujah.
So you will be sitting today, wherever you are, you don't have any money. You don't have any saving in your account. You don't have anything at all. You know, and you're not working. There's nothing coming in. So there's no anticipation that, okay, this money will come in. I'm going to fix the thing. No. I need you, or we need you, to trust in the Holy Spirit. We need you to trust Him, to handle you, to manage you, because He will guide you through all, like what I said, your wants and your needs. It is going to be a new listing. So your priorities change, your needs change, and also your wants change. Like some of us, I've seen you've moved to the village because you have your village homes that you don't have to pay rent. Rent is quite high. So you're saving all this, a lot of things. Some of you start selling things in the market. You have your children to do some stuff. We're helping each other here in my TV. We have one of the staff. Her daughter and her niece, they're doing all these hair scrunches. We have another staff. The daughter bake Oreo cheesecake, and the son does ice block. So every little person have got something little going. And I believe you need to start working with whatever you have there. Don't wait for the good times to come. No, you create the good times. You look out and you say, no, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. So I've been telling my grandchildren, because now you know how to bake some cake for me. I don't have to order the cake. I can pay you to do that. So I can give you the money. It can go into your account. So life can be the same. And my daughter bakes as well. And now I'm ordering cake from her and paying her for the cake. For the things that I used to do before, order cake from everywhere or pick up cakes from the shop. Now I'm out ordering through my daughter. So with that money, she's paying her rent. So you look around. There are ways of helping
Hallelujah.
Each other. No one, you know, is exempted. Everybody needs Jesus, and everybody needs the Holy Spirit to lead you. Because now today, I was sharing with my children last night. Now in Isaiah 49:16, that the Lord declares, look, I have engraved you on the palm of my hands. And I was telling my grandchildren, the palms of God's hand, all of us, millions and trillions of people all over the world, including Nana, Pa, and you. All our names are written in the palms of His hand. And He said, your walls are ever before me. So just to round up with us today, before we have Holy Communion. I want to encourage you. Whatever you're going through, don't ever think that your Lord doesn't know. No, He knows. And maybe you're saying, how can it happen to me? How can God allow that to happen to me? Mm-hmm. You know, God knows exactly what He's doing. Amen. Don't blame God for everything that is happening around you. Trust Him. Trust. Don't blame Him, but trust Him. You trust Him because there is power in the Word of God. And there is power through His Holy Spirit. Embrace the Holy Spirit to ordain your steps, guide your thoughts, give you a sound mind, clarity, and increase your faith, and also sharpen your wisdom. So you will be wise to manage the little things that come by your way. You will be wise to handle the money that comes through your hand, a way to go, what to do with it. Like what I said, before you can buy fish and chips, buy whatever you want to buy. No, this is the time to sit down, relook at your finances, and reprioritize your life. Amen. Because your God is there with you. So on that note, I want us to go through our Holy Communion today. And when you have your Holy Communion, ask God to increase your faith and sharpen your wisdom, because He's going to bring things along your way. So I'll give this time to Gasileva to lead us with the Holy Communion today.
As the bread represents His body.
Amen.
And as the wine represents His blood. This is the time that we partake the Holy Communion. And Jesus said to the disciple, you do this in remembrance
Amen.
Of me. So it will be a covenant between you and your
Hallelujah.
God. During this time, during this pandemic, this is the time. Put everything into God. Trust Amen. Him. Not only have faith in Him, but trust Him.
Amen.
So the Bible says, when they sitting there, breaking of bread, Jesus gave them and said, you partake this in remembrance of me.
Amen.
Remember my body. So let us bow our head in prayer. Lord, we thank you for the bread. Represent your body. Thank you, Father God. Everything that done to your body, this is the bread. We remember every suffering that
Amen.
Goes through. From the time that you are arrested in Gethsemane, to the time
Amen.
On the cross
Hallelujah.
At Calvary. We thank you, Father God.
Lord, it's covenantal.
And
thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Father God, for the people that are also having
Amen.
Holy Communion. I pray over their life that we will remember and remember you very well. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Let us partake together. The Bible says, when they finished with the bread, he poured out the wine and said, this is my blood. My blood is a new covenant.
Amen.
When you partake this, remember me. Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We praise your mighty name. The wine that we are about to partake
Amen.
Represents your blood. It's a new covenant.
Yes, Father.
And thank you, Father God, that whatever we go through, this is a covenant. We put everything unto you. We thank you, Father God, that you will remember.
Amen.
You will remember us during this pandemic time. Our leaders, our nation, our families, our children. And we thank you, Father God. We remember you. We remember your blood. We remember the new covenant. And you will remember us. We thank you, Father God. Bless the wine. Represent your blood. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Let us partake together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
The Holy Communion, the time that you set aside for us to partake. We thank you, Father God, the covenant that we come and commit
thank
ourselves
you,
to you. Thank you for reminding us that we will do this in
yes,
remembrance
Father.
Of you. We thank you, Father God, for every family, every household that they are partaking right now. Thank you for your blessing, healing to their body. Thank you, open doors, blessing into their life. Thank you, Father God, the restoration into their relationship. We thank you, Father God, that the power of the resurrection, the
Hallelujah.
Power of anointing, the power of miracle, the power of signs and wonders because of your flesh and because of your blood. We thank you. We receive it hundredfold today, hundredfold into their life, hundredfold into their family, hundredfold into their workplace, hundredfold to healing spiritually, mentally, and also physically. This is our prayer. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen and amen. We take this time to thank everyone for this wonderful God of Our Nation program. And we take this time to thank you for putting aside this time so
Amen.
We can partake the Holy Communion with us. So from here, We say thank you very much. And we have to give him the glory and the honor and the praises. And also we have to acknowledge the Holy Spirit by raising your hand with us. Hallelujah. 2, 3. Holy Spirit, we thank you in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen. From the platform here, my television in Turek in Suba, we say, have a wonderful and blessed Sunday in Jesus' name.
You are watching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19 and the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Harold. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Whether it's traveling south to Kandabu Island to help affected families rebuild their lives, some of whom had nothing but the clothes on their back and a pitch tent for shelter, or visiting frontline personnel who worked tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who worked tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to his word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds. Which means that whatever that you're going through today, he is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that he is that God against all odds.
We thank you, Father God, that the power of the resurrection, the
Hallelujah.
Power of anointing, the power of miracle, the power of signs and wonders, because of your flesh and because of your blood. We thank you. We receive it hundredfold today, hundredfold into their life, hundredfold into their family, hundredfold into their workplace, hundredfold to healing spiritually, mentally, and also physically. This is our prayer. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen and amen. We take this time to thank everyone for this wonderful God of Our Nation program. And we take this time to thank you for putting aside this time so
Amen.
We can partake the Holy Communion with us. So from here, we say thank you very much. And we have to give him the glory and the honor and
Amen.
The praises. And also, we have to acknowledge the Holy Spirit by raising your hand with us. Hallelujah. 2, 3.
Holy Spirit, we thank you in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord. To God be the glory forever and ever.
Amen. From the platform here, my television in Turek in Suba, we say, have a wonderful and blessed Sunday in Jesus' name.
You are watching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19 and the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Harold. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Whether it's traveling south to Kandabu Island to help affected families rebuild their lives, some of whom had nothing but the clothes on their back and a pitch tent for shelter, or visiting frontline personnel who worked tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who worked tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to his word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know.
If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, He is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that He is that God against all odds.